The Hispach Moshe explains the Pasuk in Parashas Noach, where the Pasuk says, Shofech Dama Adam Ba'adam, Dama Yishofech. When the Torah teaches us how one, of course, may not commit murder. And the question that the Hispach Moshe asks, the questions that he asks, are why does the Torah, when one speaks about the terrible sin of committing murder, calls it Shofech Dam Ha'adam, spilling a person's blood? Why doesn't it not call it murder, hariga, misa? And also, he asks, why does the Torah, when it wants to tell us that one is killing someone else, says, describe it as shofech dam ha'odom bi'odom? Why does it say dam ha'odom bi'odom? If the Torah is telling us that somebody is killing someone else, the Torah should describe it as shofech dam ha'odom. So the Hispach Moshe explains the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, teaches us al ta'atvas atfucha, that if somebody kills someone else and there are no edim, there are no witnesses to that terrible crime, there was no hasra, there was no warning before this individual did this terrible crime, Beis Din, of course, cannot punish him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that person will end up being killed through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. But that person who now killed that person will also end up getting killed. It becomes a very difficult cycle. And the question is, why? If this person, the first murderer, indeed did such a terrible crime and was deserving of this punishment, why is the person who was the vehicle for that person getting what he deserved to be punished as well? And the answer is that even though this individual is deserving of a punishment, you shouldn't be the person that is the shliach, that is the messenger. That's not what we should aspire to be our place in the world. And that's what the pasuk says. Shofach dam ha'adam. If somebody kills someone, and the reason you killed that person, the reason why you ended up being an individual that killed someone, is because ba'adam, he killed someone else. So we should say that this second murderer is innocent. He was just the vehicle for this individual who deserved to be punished, should be punished. Tells us the Tosek, Dama Yishofech, you too will end up suffering. But why? And the pshat is because that, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has needs, shluchim, needs messengers to carry out what he needs to be done in the world, our aspiration, and not just our aspirations, but all of our activities should lead us that we should be the shlichim, that we should be the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for positive, not chas v'shalom to be the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for terrible things. We shouldn't be the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cause people not to be able to continue living. And that's an important lesson that actually is taught in Parashas Noach. What are our aspirations? And what we are and what we become and how we live our lives are very much dependent on what we want and what we do and how we direct our lives. The Torah says that after Noach came out, after the world experienced the terrible Mabel, and there was utter destruction, the pasuk says, "V'yochal Noach ish adama v'yita kerem." And Rashi explains, "V'yochal osa atzmei chulin." Noach profaned himself. He should have first planted something else. The first field that Noach should have planted after he came out of the teva should not have been a vineyard to produce wine. And if we think about this and we look at the Midrashim describe actually what happened as Noach left the teva. And the Midrash says that Noach left the teva, he and his family, and they witnessed a world of utter destruction. There was nothing left besides them and the animals that were with them in the Teva during the period of the Mabul. And they didn't want to go further. They said, why should we restart the world? Why should we go further? What's to guarantee that this won't happen again? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you need not worry. I won't bring another Mabul to the world. The world will not collapse again. And in order to make him feel positive and feel good, Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Medrash says, Noach planted a vineyard. And that vineyard produced wine, and it was incredible. The wine was produced in one day. In one day, all of the wine was produced. And from where did Noach take the first vine to plant this vine? It came from Gan Eden itself, says the Medrash. And in one day, he took that vine from Gan Eden, planted it, it grew into delicious grapes that Noach made into wine. And yet the Torah says, V'yochal Noach ish ha'adama, asa asma chulin. What's the issue we have with Noach? Noach experienced such incredible miracles in the production of this wine. And his goal was to bring himself and his family to Simcha, that they should be able to have the desire and the ability to go further in recreating the world. So the answer is, Noach should have learned the lesson of wine. Because the lesson of wine was that when Adam HaRishon, in the last week's parasha, in Parashas Bereishis, does the aveira of the Eitz Hadas, the Gemara says, what type of a tree was the Eitz Hadas? The Eitz Hadas, says the Gemara, was a grape tree. And Noach got in, and Adam HaRishon got intoxicated with the wine. And Noach, as he leaves the Teva, should have remembered what wine could do. So even though Noach's intentions were really very honorable, and Noach was in a depressed state after having witnessed what he experienced, remembering what the future is only able to be accomplished by remembering the past, by remembering that your job is to go further, but learn from the future. Don't say, well, if it's my job to recreate the world and rebuild the world, I need to be happy and I need to drink some wine. Because the last time somebody drank wine, he ended up doing a terrible aveira. But Derech Shadim writes a Leilich. What's the way I want to go? Where do I see myself in this world? Do I see myself in this world as the being the one to murder people who murdered? Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that from us. That's not what we're supposed to, who we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be the people who drink wine, can end up with terrible effects. We're the people that are supposed to think about how can we affect change in the world? How can we build in the world, but build in a way that it should be positive, not chas v'shalom, that it should be negative.